a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Weber County elections officials say they're being flooded with worried calls over the safety of voting by mail. They want to reassure people that voting by mail in Utah is secure. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, Senator Mitt Romney says he'll support the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court when the full Senate holds its floor vote. That'll probably be around 5:25 this afternoon. We'll carry it live. Confirmation is all but guaranteed. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
That's going to be northbound I-15, where a left lane is still blocked prior to 2100 North with a crash backing traffic to Pioneer Crossing and a crash at 10th East and 800 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Struggling to get up to 39 in sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Be 3 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 3:46 and time for the KSL In-Depth.
Your voice, your vote. 7 days until election week. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Voter turnout is expected to break records across the country this year. Utah will probably be no exception. KSL News Radio's election reporter Lindsay Ertz here with an in-depth look at how many Utahns are expected to vote and how the pandemic is playing a role in that.
In the last presidential election, over 1.1 million Utahns voted.
I think we're going to go up by almost 300,000 this time, which is massive if I'm right.
And the percentage of voters that year was 82%.
We wouldn't be surprised at all if turnout exceeded 90% this year.
State Elections Director Justin Lee and Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch both say predicting voter turnout is an art that involves a lot of science.
It's quite hard because each election is different depending on what's on the ballot and what's happening in the news and sometimes even the weather.
But of the nearly 1.7 million ballots they've sent,
we've already had over 400,000 ballots submitted. Which is huge. That's a third of the ballots we had in 2016. And we never see this many ballots this early. So that's great.
Lee says Utah has more voter registrations this year.
Even if we just match the percentages we've had in the past, we'll have the highest number of voters.
Hatch says the biggest driver of turnout is what's on the ballot. And on top of an intense presidential race,
you also have some constitutional amendments. You have Rob Bishop's open seat. You have a really competitive Congressional District 4 race. These all contribute to driving turnout.
This is also the first year ever every county in Utah is voting by mail, which has been shown to increase voter turnout.
In 2016, we only had 21 of our counties voting by mail.
Then there's the pandemic. Hatch thinks by mail voting is up because of it, but says we could also see less people voting that way than we could have.
More people also anticipate voting in person, not because of the pandemic, but because they're have heard headlines and have concerns about security.
And Lee says they don't know whether the pandemic is driving turnout, but they don't think it's hurting it.
We were concerned in June for the state primary that we would have fairly low turnout because of COVID. And we were completely wrong. We had record-breaking turnout. It's hard to say whether it's COVID driving that or just the presidential race or whatever it is on the ballot, but it doesn't seem to be negatively impacting our voting at all.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And we have the latest numbers from the state elections office. 462,000 Utahns have already voted. KSL News Time 3:48.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate.
Happy birthday!
Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
Here's your traffic. KSL News Time 349. We're brought to you by Mounts and America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, it's getting pretty rough for Utah County drivers due to this crash. Northbound I-15 prior to 2100 North, the left lane is blocked. You have slow and go and stop and go speeds almost back to Pioneer crossing. Southbound I-15, Salt Lake and Utah County is looking good. Steve?
We have an injury crash with injuries, obviously. 4700 West and 8400 South in West Jordan. Full speeds on I-15 right now. Nothing to slow you down between downtown Salt Lake City and South Willard. And a new crash affecting traffic both directions in Ogden at Wall Avenue at 7th Street. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online at home and available to all Utah 4-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. Steve Carlson for the KSL Traffic Center.
Weather on the nines. Here's your full 7-day forecast with Grant Lehman.
A lot of sunshine. 39 going to be high today. 45 and sunny tomorrow and then 54 on Wednesday. Again, lots of sun, sunny and 60 degrees on Thursday. Then it warms up, 65 Friday and sunshine. Sunny both days of the weekend and 65 both days. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 33 degrees, 36 with sunshine in Ogden.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. KSL News Radio.
If you've been putting off calling Any Hour Services about their free furnace sale, you're almost out of time. Well, technically, you have till Saturday to call and schedule your free estimate. But if you go ahead and call today, Monday, October 26th, I'm going to sweeten the deal for you. After you meet with us, if you decide to get a new system, in addition to the free furnace, we're going to upgrade your system with the free germicidal UV light. But the UV light upgrade is only good when you call today and mention this ad. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. There's no pressure. There's no obligation to buy. All you're doing when you call tonight is scheduling a free estimate and locking in your free UV light upgrade. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Going into flu season, who wouldn't want a new germicidal UV light that's been proven to kill germs, bacteria, and viruses? 801-443-7400. So, if you're in the market for a new furnace and air conditioner, call Any Hour Services today, Monday, October 26th. Get all the details and take advantage of this amazing deal. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
Is your teen often worried, getting stuck in their head, been bullied or rejected, or has experienced depression? There's an exciting new clinical trial at the University of Utah testing a new focused therapy treatment to prevent depression relapse and help teenagers stay healthy. This treatment does not involve medication or a need to change any treatment that your teen is currently receiving in order to be part of this research. This study is for teens between the ages of 14 and 17 who have a history of feeling sad or irritable. Participation in this study would involve a brain scan using fMRI technology. Your teen will get to keep images from the scans and a 3D model of their brain. The study also involves meeting with a clinician and a possibility of 10 free weekly treatment sessions using techniques to reduce worry and overthinking with an experienced clinician. Parents and adolescents will be compensated for their participation. If you're interested, please call 385-313-0039. That's 385-313-0039.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. The iPhone 12's half glass, half ceramic screen is getting great reviews. It's not completely shatterproof, but it's doing well in the drop and other abuse tests. KSL drives about 7,000 Tesla Model 3s are on their way from China to Europe. It's the first batch of many as Tesla plans to rely heavily on its operations in China. Stock of Dunkin' The donut maker went soaring after the company announced a possible sale. Inspire Brands, which owns Jimmy John's and Arby's, is looking at buying the coffee chain. Shares of Dunkin' picked up 16% on a really bad market day on today's news. And about that day, it was a major sell-off. Traders were spooked by the spike in COVID cases and the fading hopes for a stimulus package. The Dow tumbled 650 points. At one point, it was down nearly 1,000. We closed at 27,685. The S&P lost 64 points. The NASDAQ gave up 189. KSL News Time, 355. Time for Cougar Tracks on Utah's legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio. Here's Mitch Harper.
With each passing week, the stakes get more significant for the undefeated BYU Cougars. New Year's Six Bowls are on the line, maybe Heisman Trophy consideration, it's all there. And playing well as expectations continue to grow has made Kalani Sitake pleased with his team.
We've talked about how our team has handled adversity really well and been able to bounce back. And agreement with that, I think that our players have handled success really well too. So the fact that they're staying humble and trying to be as hungry as possible, trying to get better, not settling on what they've done so far, just looking to get better. I think it's been a good mindset that our players have had.
Sitake and the Cougars begin preparations this week for the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers on Saturday night. And for more coverage of this nationally ranked BYU football team, go to kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.